Welcome back to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. Today is April 23rd, 2023. It is 6:04 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Aries, you're starting to you're starting to experience the solstice energy that came through last March, towards the end of March. It was like all the neutrinos settled in with this vibrational shift of actually seeing things for what they are as a third party versus you being a party of your dynamic, right? You were given an opportunity to see the times or the moments where you should have acted with compassion versus the way you conducted yourself. For some of you, this has to do with a romantic situation where you felt like you were trapped. You felt like this was a cycle that was never going to end. It was almost like it was suffocating you. And you're realizing that this individual really just needed some compassion. They needed some understanding. They needed some love from you that you weren't able to give. And that's because you were in a dynamic that you really just didn't belong in. And all you could see was your perspective at that moment. It was almost like a karmic cycle just kept repeating because you weren't ready to release the situation due to the fact that you never healed from the situation beforehand. So it's like there's a meme on social media that I keep going back to. And it's got, I have it. It's got a wrapper on there and it says the universe be like, and then it says, yo, I heard you like growth. So I put some challenges on top of your challenges so you can grow from your challenges while you grow from your growth. And basically what that means is every solstice and equinox cycle, we get new karmic energy, karmic lessons that we're supposed to work through, right? This means if you didn't heal and grow through the situation that you are in, exiting at the end of that karmic cycle, every month a new one comes and it just keeps going and it keeps going and it keeps going until equinox season, like fall and autumn equinox seasons, will just kind of give you what you need, right? It's that you couldn't make a decision, so the universe steps in and helps you get through what they decided was the best situation for everybody involved, right? And that's when you kind of, we call that tarot card moments, because it's a shift. It's a change in a dynamic that you weren't willing to do yourself, right? And I'm going to keep saying this because it's almost like you're not getting it. It's like you see it, but you're not getting it. It's like you're trapped in a situation with your romance life, whether you're dealing with an ex-lover who just keeps coming back, or you're in a situationship and you can't get out of it. And it's almost like you don't want to get out of it, but you need to get out of it kind of deal. And you're calling in all this stuff, right? I know where this is going. So for a good portion of you, Aries, this current shift is showing you that maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, about 3 years ago, I'm getting the big number three, you called in a higher level soulmate. And if this wasn't you, this was the person that you were involved with. They called in the next person. This is because you weren't doing what you needed to do, or they weren't doing what they needed to do for you, and you got tired of dealing with it. Whether you did it consciously or you did it unconsciously, it happens, right? It's that, I don't want to deal with this anymore. Why do I always get this is the collective energy. You're being asked to have serious compassion because that person was going through their own karmic energy. And now that their vision has gotten the same epiphany moments that you've received, they want to come in. They want to commit. They want to settle down. They want to show love. They want to take things to the next level. They want to start fresh. There's a lot of start freshes, right? There's a lot of people who want to start fresh in a lot of different ways, okay? Some of you, it's going to be an ex-lover that you have completely slammed the door shut on. Some of you, it's going to be someone where you're one foot in, one foot out. Others of you, you are like, I'm ready now, you're ready now, but nobody's talking kind of energy. Unfortunately, for a good group of you, there's also this energy of they went to their friends to get some help or to vent. Some of their friends were low-key just hating on the situation and gave bad advice. And now that they're recognizing, or they had that epiphany moment from this recent shift, they're realizing that the advice that they got wasn't that great. Others of you, they're getting really good advice, right? Like, man, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Everything that you're saying isn't how it is. You misjudged, you know, maybe some of them are getting that great advice, and you're going to know. You're going to know which one you fit into, because it's going to be so obvious after this recent shift. It's just going to be like in your face. And it's not up to you to be like, yeah, I know what's going on. It's up to them. Own your shit. Say what you need to say. Right? Own your own path. Some of them really can't own their shit. It's almost like they just can't get the words out. They're not doing that work. And they're so used to you making things easy for them. They're so used to you just being like, water under the bridge. We blew up, had an argument. Let's just forget about it, right? But there's certain things that they have to address with you. They have to vocalize things with you and not just, yeah, I fucked up, let's keep going kind of thing. I'm getting a strong need for solitude for some of you too, especially the ones that are getting out of this feeling of being stuck, being incubated somehow, some way. It almost feels like hot, heavy, can't get out, can't breathe, suffocating. And then you start to get away, and then here comes that offer, and it's like, oh shit. Oh, fucking shit. And some of you really can't wait to run back and have that loving connection with them. And others of you, you really do still have your guard up where you're just kind of like, nope, prove it. Show me something. I want paperwork. Like, no joke. I want fucking paperwork. Oh, man. Yeah, some of you are turning down love because you don't believe it. You're kind of like, I'm tired of the bullshit. You've done so much shit. I don't even believe anything you have to say. And they actually have to give up a lot in order to come towards you. A lot of you have your defenses or your... So if you know or understand anything about vibrations, you understand that when you do an energetic shift or you raise your vibration, typically think of like a horse on a horse track and they have those blinders on, right? They can't see anything on the side of them. They're facing forward. They're focused. They're not looking down. They're not looking up. They're not looking off to the side. It's straightforward. That's kind of the energy that's going on. And if it's not you, Aries, it's somebody directly that you're trying to be with or involve yourself with. They're facing forward. They're not paying attention to anything but the facts. They're not paying attention to anything but where they want to go in life. And that's because they accepted things for the way that they were for so long. And they kind of got that thick skin, right? They kind of just shedded that layer, got that nice fresh skin going where it's nice and like ready to go, durable. Can take anything, resilient. I just heard the word resilient. You'll know that this is for you because the person that you're dealing with or you is extremely resilient. This person is just focused. They're just focused. They're just facing forward, not thinking about anything else. And they might know that you've got some things to say or some things to own. And they could be on the same exact page as you and not say a damn word to you because this is your karmic cycle, not theirs. Your karmic lesson to own your shit, your opportunity for that redo, right? March 28th, I was doing readings. I posted them and then I took them down, but I put the cards up on the desktop version of the website, and you can see the layouts. And you can see how the energy just kept repeating itself. The cards just kept resurfacing and repeating those, the storyline. And the same cards are here now. It's the same energy. It's that same, you know, people want to come back around because they're getting that clarity that they needed through the last energetic shift, and they're seeing things from a different light. They're hearing things. They're realizing that they slept on the wrong person. They chose wrong. We all do foolish things. We all deserve new chances. But if you're not owning your shit and communicating, you're not demonstrating that you've actually learned a lesson. And it's not just to the people around you, but it's also to the universe. Universe is not going to put you back in alignment with your divine counterpart after you snubbed the shit out of them and they called in their new soulmate until you say, oh shit, I really did fuck up, and you're vibrating and radiating that energy so that way the universe can be like, okay, let me pull this one back in. Let me reconnect, because things do fall apart so others can come together. And sometimes when you let things go, they do come back because they realize that there's nothing out there that's better. Right? Yeah, it's like for some of you, your person is with someone else. We're gonna get off that. So moving on, okay? Major energy shift just happened. It was freaking incredible, Aries. You got your clarity. That's only the top of it, right? Next layer that you're going to start realizing is an effect is that need to love the shit out of yourself. So that Miley Cyrus song, Flowers, right? That's going to be huge. That's going to be popping pretty much all summer long, because a lot of people are going to be in that summer solstice vibe where their energy is uplifting them out of this fuck shit. This nonsense. It's like nobody wants to be here anymore, right? Yesterday, I was going through another layer. I was actually recognizing that we were at the peak of the energy that settled in on March 28th. And that energy was the past coming back around, trying to make amends, trying to pull forward. And they're the biggest downfall. And if you're in this energy, do not proceed like you used to. It didn't work before. It's not going to work now, right? Some of you are going to come forward and you're going to be like, man, every time I try to talk to you, perfect example, my ex-husband just the other day, every time I try to talk to you, you respond to me the same fucking way. And it's like, yeah, you know why? Because every time I call your country on my dime, it's to talk shit to you about the lack of parenting and how much I just don't fucking appreciate it. And before that person ever allows me to articulate why I'm calling, there's always this speech about how much they've changed and I can't wait for a fresh start and new beginnings. And that's beautiful. But if your ex-wife or your person from your past is calling you from another country, the first thing on your mind should be, oh shit, is everything okay? Are my kids okay? Are you okay? Is there an emergency? Because you never call me. You're in a whole ass another country. Not come here, start fresh, we'll have a happy, beautiful life. That's fucking delusional, right? For real. So the need to be alone, right? The need to be in your power, the need to actually stand in your energy is dominant, right? The vibrations that are going to be coming through is going to give you that self-confidence, that vibration that it has been missing from you, that allows you, that allows you to keep going. It allows you to see things for what they are and not get confused with any gaslighting tendencies from the people that are around you. A lot of you were dealing with some narcissistic fucks. A lot of them were extremely narcissistic, gaslighting you 24/7. You're delusional. It's in your head. It's in your head. I never said that, right? As soon as I checked him and was like, I'm calling you to go off on you, not get back together with you. He was like, I wasn't trying to get back together with you. Gaslighting, not owning your shit. Recognizing that the same way you go about something constantly fails and not trying to go forward in a different manner. Others of you, you have already come out of this situation. We're going to shift gears. So let's talk about the ones who already got out of this situation. You healed. You learned the word no. You set up some amazing boundaries. You want to nurture someone too. For some of you, you're already in another commitment or you already are engaging with someone. You could have probably met someone while you were going through all this nonsense. I'm calling it nonsense because we don't really need to go through any of it. And you might have been venting to someone or getting friendly advice from the opposite sex or someone of not interest at the time. And all of a sudden, it's like things started growing between the two of you. And they were sitting there giving you this, that energy again. They were sitting here giving you advice. But they were giving you the wrong advice because either they wanted your person or they wanted you. Some of you were confiding in someone who was hating on your person because they want you. And you're sitting there and you're dealing with both people. You're growing closer with that person because they're doing the work. They're listening to you. They're hearing you out. They're being sympathetic. They're checking in on you. They're playing their part, right? Where one bitch drops the ball, the other one runs and picks it up. That's what was going on. And they were sabotaging your situation, your growth with the person you were supposed to be with. And kind of putting themselves in queue or getting one of them actually, for some of you, probably about 20% of you. If it wasn't them trying to be your person, your new person, the replacement, they had a friend that they wanted you with. Ah, fuck that bitch. I got someone for you. Ah, fuck that nigga. I got a better dude for you. Man, come holler at my friend. A friend who sees you going through it knows you don't jump in bed with the next one right away to get over the last one. You keep your fucking legs closed, your mouth shut, and you heal. You grow. You change. You know? You start doing the things that you weren't doing before because you were so preoccupied in other person's energy, right? Whoever the other person was. A lot of you are rooting your energy in a sense where you're not allowing anything to take you off track. You're like, man, I can't believe I fell for that. Or I can't believe I even got sidetracked. I should have known better. I knew that person better. Blah, 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 blah. All that nonsense. And now you're just like gung-ho about it. And you're coming forward. And that person literally is in Queen of Swords energy and has you over here like nervous as fuck. Like you don't even know how to conduct yourself because you don't know if you're going to be forgiven because you don't know how much the other person knows. And I guarantee you they fucking know it all. They're just waiting for you to open your mouth. Wow. You know, they have their guard up with you because they know more than you think. And they're catching you in everything. So the more you lie, the more you delay, the more you kind of tiptoe around it, you're just burying yourself, right? My grandfather passed away about 7 years ago in April. And after he passed, there were some family matters going on, and I've been dealing with those family matters and still dealing with those family matters. We're talking 7 years of dealing with this, with my father and his family. And my grandfather came in a channeling and in a sleep state, astral travel, and he was reminding me of this game that he bought me as a child, and it was called Splat. It's where the game pieces are made out of Play-Doh, and you can literally squish your competition in the game. And at that point, I never knew why he got that for me. And then when other things happen, I never really, he would tell me, like, you're just doing what you gotta do, but don't be, you know, giving me that advice that I needed. So he's coming back from the dead, because that's how we do it in this family. And he's schooling me still. And after he died and I was dealing with all this nonsense with my father's stuff relating to his passing, he started showing me them laughing, faceless people just laughing and talking so much shit. And he said, don't worry about it. Let them laugh. Let them talk their shit. Let them be. And then he came back to me again a couple of years later. And those faceless people had shovels and they were digging and they were laughing and joking and talking their shit. And then he directed me to look over to the side and I could see people walking by and they were noticing and they were appalled and disgusted, but they kept walking. They weren't stopping. So for me, I was still frustrated because I was, you know, not getting the message the way that he meant it. And he came back to me again and they were still laughing and talking their shit. But they were deeper in that hole because the more they were laughing and talking shit, the more they were in that vibration, they were in that flow, and they were going so fast that they didn't realize how deep they were digging that trench, that hole. And people were still walking by appalled and they didn't even know. And then he came again a couple of years afterwards and he's showing me nooses hanging. And they were so busy in their flow laughing and joking and talking shit that the nooses slipped over their necks and they're still shoveling and doing their thing and they don't even realize it. And they're going faster and faster and faster, laughing, joking, talking shit. He came to see me again after, what, another year? It's like every year, every anniversary. But they weren't laughing. They weren't joking and they weren't talking shit. I couldn't even see them anymore. I could just see the toes and the heels of their feet just dangling. And then it came to me again and I couldn't even see them, but I could feel that they were above me, dangling. And he said, never step out of character to prove a point. Never stop being your true authentic self to show someone who the fuck you are. The divine, right? The universe is always going to do its job. Karmic lessons, karmic cycles, we go through that every month. First full moon, new moon, solstice, first and third equinox. If you don't learn your lesson and handle business when that cycle closes and a new month comes, a new karmic cycle comes, you're going to deal with that shit and more shit. And then as you're healing from that, now you can start healing from the new stuff that came while you were still going through the last stuff. It's not the universe tucking it to you. It's you not doing the work. Right? You build up karma and this energy will build up with equinox and solstice. You'll whip through this for 5 years straight before the divine steps in. You'll get sick. You'll be put on your ass. Car accident, fire. You'll lose your job. You'll have to have surgery. You'll get a divorce or they'll meet someone new so you can finally get the fuck away from them. Or you'll actually just be like, man, fuck you. And then they'll panic and come running to you. Or something. the water will get contaminated. You know there's some fuck shit going on. Handle that. You don't handle it, eventually it's going to start killing people. And then you have no choice but to handle it. And it didn't have to get as bad as it did, right? Karma. So that's the cycles that we're going through right now. We go through it every single month. And it builds up for 5 years, transformation, right? 5 major change, major shifts. And then you deal with that situation. You live through what the divine stepped in and handled for 3 years. And then you start accumulating again, 5 years. And people think, oh yeah, then why this and then why that? And it's like, do you know how many karmic lessons you go through in a year? Do you know how many new moons you have in a year? That's why you're getting your ass handed to you all the time. Because every cycle is on its own continuous cycle. This karmic lesson from your first house kicked in the minute you were born, right? It actually kicked in while your fetus was growing in the womb. I'm not even going there that far because this is for Aries. Whatever. So Aries, listen, you've got somebody who wants to come back around. They're a little bit nervous about talking to you because they don't know how much you know, and they know they really did some fucked up shit. Others of you, they know you know. And they're still nervous to come towards you because they don't know how you're going to handle it. Some of them don't even want to stomach or say the words out their mouth because of how fucked up the situation is. Others of you, they're rushing in hella fast because you got shit fucked up. They didn't do anything. You know what? Scrap this. This is not for Aries. This is collective energy, but dominant Aries. Because this is energy, is I'm getting Virgo, Capricorn, Taurus, Aries again. There's a little Scorpio in here. There's definitely Gemini. Yeah, this is collective energy. Some of you, this doesn't feel like Aries. This feels like who Aries is dealing with. Some of you just got shit fucked up. You're blaming somebody for something that they had no involvement in. They have involvement in it because it's people that they're tied to, but they didn't send these people to conduct themselves this way, right? Maybe somebody is going through some type of bullshit. People might be coming for you or acting funny around you or mistreating you because of the person that you're dealing with. It's not that your person's causing it or supporting it, but their energy is still tied to it because it's because of them. And they've been getting your wrath. They're going to come towards you and they're not proud because some of these people are closely tied to them and they're not willing to release them from their circle. And they're hoping that you won't make them choose because there's more of them than there is you. And they'd have to lose pretty much all of them if they had to choose you. If you resonate with that, if that resonates for you, there's another person coming through who thinks that they deserve an opportunity as well. And they're kind of just like, this is a no-brainer. I would choose you any day, all day, over all of them. So let me come now because I don't have the baggage and the weight that that person has. Doesn't mean that they love you more. They don't even know you, for some of you. They're coming from a distance too. They might have characteristics that are similar to being like a red-skinned. Yes, red-skinned. So there's four different types of humans in this world. Four. You are white skin, yellow skin, red skin, or black skin. I'm not doing that nationality, race. I'm mixed race. I'm pretty much a huge melting pot, I think somebody called me. So red-skinned individual is kind of running towards you, reddish-brown, running towards you for a lot of you. And they're hoping that you choose them. And that has your past person really upset. And they're hoping that you will give them a fresh start and you'll be peaceful with them because that's what they want with you. Some of you walking away from that connection is a setup. It's a trap. It's a karmic cycle that you'll repeat all over again, right? So if you are with your soulmate, we have so many, right? If you are with a soulmate and you love this person and things got crazy and they recognize the connection and they're trying to fix things, wouldn't you want to? Wouldn't you want to fix things with your soulmate versus to take a chance with someone who you don't even know? Wouldn't you want to fix things with someone who you know is energetically tied to you from other lifetimes? I mean, they're both probably going to be tied to you for many lifetimes because it's a second soulmate coming through, but you have a history with this one for some of you. One of you weren't good to them. Oh my God. If you're a female, or you could have water dominant. You probably punked this person around. Played with them like a yo-yo. You could have been that narcissistic fuck at times. I'm not saying they're innocent, but you could have been one too. And you did damage, and they did damage, whether you meant to or you didn't, it's there. If you're not going to be good to this person, don't go back. Go be with someone else. Don't go back. Move the fuck on if you're not going to be good to this person. This is a karmic cycle that's probably repeated itself way too many times. Where you break up, you get back together, you're bad to this one. It's like a vicious cycle. This is your opportunity to grow. If you cannot be good to each other, walk away. If you cannot be faithful to your person, don't be with them. If you're going to be in a dynamic where you dread going home every fucking day, walk away. We are in this energetic shift where everything that we're doing, our actions, our lack of actions, are setting the tone for the next 160 days. So, and that's 160 days after summer solstice on June 21st, right? So this is that fingerprint. It's an energetic print. Okay, you know how you put your finger on ink and then you put your finger on paper, your fingerprint is there forever, right? Until you discard it. This is what's happening right now with karma, karmic energy on a massive scale, right? Because we're in a new era. We're fucking with the 5D now. This is happening on a massive scale. This means your actions right now are going to set your tone for 160 days after 3 weeks from solstice, okay? It's already in motion. So if you notice that you started going to the gym more or you made an effort, you're having more energy, do as much as you can. If you have an opportunity to move, move. Change your entire shift, right? Shift your entire direction. Change your direction. Clean more. Declutter. Get that never-ending list and clear as much as you can off, if possible, or at least start something, right? Like write that list down over again and now add a new step. Like, okay, I had 6 things on my list. I crossed off 3. I'm going to rewrite my list now. And instead of it just being 6 different things I have to do, there's going to be a bullet point under every 6 steps that I need to take. You know, what's the next step? Like add something to it. So that way there's progress because you're literally setting that tone, right? So you want to have a vibration in motion that is going to support continuous growth, be productive somehow, some way. Like for me, I've been trying to relaunch my online store. I took all the essential oils off because I wanted to make sure I had updated pricing, right? Doing shit right. I just published the essential oils again, right? Kept it the way it was before, but let it go. It's progress. Don't stay stagnant. Right now is not the time to be stagnant, period. No matter what sign you are. This is that test to see if you've learned anything while vibrating in the third dimension. This is that, have you grown? Are you ready? Are you not tired of this? This is what this is. People are bossing up from Queen of Wands, Queen of Swords, Nine of Pentacles to straight Empress energy. And you don't have to be man or woman, right? Emperor, Empress. You are legit killing things off, and it's beautiful. That's the collective energy. Everybody's going to be going through it. A lot of you don't want to let go of things either. You're going to be kind of in this energy of, I remember this. This is that energy where you're going to be like, man, I don't have to pick this one or that one. I can have both. You're going to figure it out, right? I don't have to choose between that career and this career. I can do both. I'll find a way. And you're making your list and you're adding a little bit extra to that list so it can be continuous growth in that list, right? Others of you, you're in this energy of, like I just said, it's like recognizing that it's not a narrow path, right? Well, being multidimensional, being high vibrational means it's not A to Z. It's A1, A2, A3, A4, A5, A6, 12, 100, A100. Then you do it with B's and C's and D's. Then you start realizing why certain people in your life, when they talk, they go left field and they start talking about everything else because they can see how everything is connected. Where you used to get frustrated with certain individuals, you are now going to be like, oh, that's why. I wish that person was around so I can have that conversation with them because now it makes sense. And I was such a fucking asshole because I thought I was the one with all the brains and I was smarter and I was all this and that and they were annoying as fuck. I can't even go talk to them about any of this now because burnt the bridge. Trust your instincts. If you think you burnt that bridge, ask yourself why you're feeling that way. Some of you need to have a lot more patience, a lot more understanding. This is a serious energetic shift. You are literally on that crossroad of, do I repeat these karmic cycles or do I level the fuck up and move forward and never have to deal with any of this again? You get it. I don't have to go deeper into that. Since this is not just Aries anymore, let's get some more. Yeah, so some of you are choosing to actually stay in this karmic cycle another round. The divine's still going to step in. The divine probably separated you guys or separated you emotionally, cut you off, made you cold because neither of you was willing to go in any direction or make a decision. So the divine stepped in and made somebody cold. One of you got cold or both of you got cold. And then when you guys started going in your separate directions, you started missing each other so you can come back together and try to make this work. You're going to have quick communication coming through if you understand what I'm talking about. Somebody is going to pass too. Ooh, if you hear about somebody passing, trust and believe this was divine intervention, okay? Some of you, collectively masculine, like the masculine energy, the masculine roles, not the feminines who had to step into masculine energy because of the way the dynamic is, but those who belong in the masculine energy, their crown chakra is completely activated. Their third eye is 100% opened, even if they don't want to admit it. Where they can't see a new beginning, they're getting it, right? They're getting it. Where they couldn't before, it's in their face now. This is that energy, that shift, that vibration that I was just talking about with Aries. Collectively, masculine energy, right? Because Aries is masculine. Your crown chakra, your third eye are popping. Don't work through your problems up here. Work through your problems down here in your intuition. Your intuition is in your gut. It's not in your head. This is like the spam filter in your email. Everything external hits that shit. It's for you to go through, filter through, and release that. Thanks for the information. I'll consider it. And you think about it down here with your intuition. How does it make you feel? What is your gut telling you? You know, actually visualize you not dealing with those individuals anymore. Can you breathe? Are you okay? Can you see yourself happy? You know, when you're laying in bed, where's your mind going? Where's your head racing towards? That is how you work with your intuition. You allow yourself to feel and visualize what you're feeling. Can you see yourself with that person? No? Can you see yourself in that job? Can you see yourself doing that long term? Do you have trust? Trust is so important. So many people lost trust over the last 5-6 years. And they're only just now realizing that they lost their trust. The trust of the other person, right? They're just now realizing that they sabotage themselves. They don't want you to have a new beginning because they don't want you with anybody else. And it's not to be selfish. It's because you're their person. And it does take them seeing you somewhere else or behaving a different kind of way. Look at this. Do you see? They're trying to move forward. They're saying, fuck the red. I see the red flag. I see the red flag. I'm going to keep it moving. And the other one's holding on like, no, bitch, you're staying right here. Do you see that? Do you see the motion? I love cards. I do. If you got the right ones, they tell the right story. Yeah. That's awesome. Some of you, somebody's spying on you. They're sending other people to kind of like be their eyes and their ears. Tell me about this person. I want to come through. I want to talk to them. I want to converse with them. I want to take things to the next level. Don't know how. Can you tell me about this? See, this energy keeps repeating itself. You know what the biggest problem is in a lot of this collective energy that's like bubbling up? There's so much external opinions that don't belong there. Right? It's like you're not going to be able to get through that way anymore. Damn, this card keeps popping up. You're not going to be able to get through that way anymore. Just like you got your energetic shift, you got your upgrade, you got your... Basically, what happens is neutrinos are always in motion. It's not just neutrinos. There's other... It's like a clusterfuck of energy. It's like a cosmic flash drive. and it floats through the entire universe on rotation. It goes through all of these planets and it comes back to us over and over and over again. And that's why we keep repeating these karmic cycles. And when you have an opportunity to raise your vibration, like I was starting to say earlier, it's like you have blinders on. You're not seeing anything but the vibration that you're on. Low vibrational shit, you might see it, but you don't process it the same way because you got the blinders on. You're on a different vibration. It doesn't have the same meaning to you that it used to have. So when the fuck shit happens, you're not really seeing it. You're looking straight. If your person's on a lower vibration than you and their efforts are there, you're not seeing it because you're focused straight. And they didn't do the work. So they got to work harder and harder and harder. They got to wave their hands and jump up and down, hoping to get on your vibration, even if only for a second. That's called karma. When you level up, that's called growing. Okay? Think about the twin flame dynamic. Runner chaser. At some point, you have to just stop and stand still and let your person catch up to you. Don't keep elevating if that's who you love. Pull them up with you. They have the right to say, fuck that. No, thank you. I'm not going with you. And you have the right to say, well, too fucking bad. I'm going to keep going. And that's what a lot of you did. And now they're saying, whoa, 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 the grass is greener where you're headed. The sun is brighter. The water's cleaner and the sand is clean. The water's clear. I want to go with you. That's what a lot of people are doing right now. They're coming back from your past because they want to be with you. They didn't want to go with you before. They didn't want to do the work. They wanted to be in that comfort zone. But now they're sitting here and they're like, oh, hell no. They're pissed. I'll be damned if I fucking get left behind. Others of you, that's the complete opposite. They can't wait to leave you behind. And they think because they're going in the other direction, right? They called in somebody else because they didn't think this was going anywhere. Whatever happened. I hate that this is focused on love and it's pissing me off deep down inside. It's like a repetitive cycle. I've got all these cards in front of me and the energy is just circling and it's the same energy and it's so annoying. It's like, can we get off this already? You've got a Queen of Cups hating on a fucking emperor. Oh my God, this is so valid, right? Just because you're Aries doesn't make you an emperor. I don't care. You can fall off. You have a King of Cups stuck in his feelings because his person kept going after they said, I don't give a fuck. I'm staying in this cycle. I'm not going with you. You have this King of Cups literally pulling, fighting like hell to keep you stagnant and stuck. And you've got her just like, where is it? You see the crown on that, on the head too? Like, you know that's the Empress, man. They're like, I don't care. You can pull on that shit all you want. Look at the red behind her. Look at the red behind it. I'm valid. She's going towards the red, the fucking Emperor. So, if you are smart and you love your person, you're going to stop pussyfooting around. Because you see that red? The wings? The red? Where'd it go? You see the crown on that head with the red? You see that? Judgment's here. That's playful energy. That's happiness. This is that runner chaser shit. They're not going anywhere. Some of them are. But this one's still happy. This one's happy as fuck. Like, yeah, it's about time. Holy shit. Judgment, right? You see the wings up top? Judgment. You see it? It's here. Shit and get off the pot, right? See things for what they are. I'm not getting a different message. Some of you are too late. Some of you are not. Cleanse your energy. Get underneath those stars. Get under that moon. Drink your moon water. Transform. Look at this. So you see that? How they're like, it's stuck in the cage. It's like locked up. And now this one's not locked up. It's actually able to get out and it's enlightened and it's beautiful and it's got all that happy energy instead of darkness. That's what solstice does. That's what solstice does. It uplifts you and it transforms you and it brings you out of darkness. And a lot of you put yourself in alignment with no longer sitting around in that darkness. You popped off. You're like, man, fuck this. You literally opened yourself up. You healed. You went through it, right? You allowed yourself to deal with whatever you were going through. You cried out emotionally, mentally, and energetically. The universe heard you. And this is that tower card moment. We are right now in this tower card moment. Transformation. It's going to happen. Either you step up and you let it go. You know, you take the necessary steps so it can kind of be beneficial, right? So you're not bombarded. You're not taken by surprise. You're actively accepting and moving forward. Or you're dragging your feet and you're trying to delay it and prolong it. When you do that, that's when shit's going to go really dark for you. For some of you. What else do I have? What can I see? We'll do this. Oh. Yeah. Some of you who are married, you see that? The one he's married to, he's not even affectionate with. He doesn't even want it. You see that? She's kissing his ring because she's married, and the other one's in their feelings like, I'm over this shit, and he's holding on to her the most. He's like, fuck, I can't lose you. I would do anything to be with you. I'm not wrong. Look at that. Where is it? This is that same card as the other one that I had up earlier, where they were holding each other after justice and judgment came through, fixing what they need to fix. And if you don't want to fix it, somebody else is going to come in and fix it for you with them. That's what this is. And if this is not romantic for you, this could be a job. It could be a business partnership. It could be anything where you're one foot in, one foot out. Do I stay? Do I go? Do I keep throwing the towel? Who do I know that has this situation going on right now that's not romance? Okay, I know a person who was playing around with the idea. Playing around with the idea that they actually wanted to sell their house just to get out of a situation. And here's the other situation. One foot in, one foot out again. And then after you really think about it and talk about it, you're like, this is fucking ridiculous. I can't even believe we're having this conversation because you already knew your answer. You see that? The crown again? Leveling the fuck up, finding balance. We're going to be going through this literally. Summer solstice is June 21st. You got 3 weeks after that. You have 3 weeks after that. And then you're going to actually be in that energy of just living in the aftermath for 3 years, right? I said it earlier. We build up karma every single month when we go through the cycles of the moon. And once a year, we go through summer, winter, solstice, equinox. And then after 5 years, the divine's like, okay, we're done. Handle shit. Or we're handling it for you. You can be a willing participant so that way the change is not so drastic. Right? It's like being at work, new computer system. You could be that asshole who fights it and refuses to touch the computer and lose your job. Or you can actually get into it and be like, okay, teach me this, but go slow. And, you know, I have to write things down. And you keep your job. The change is still there. Either you make the choice or the choice will be made for you. It's the same energy. Some of you, yeah, man, you've been... Some of you, you're getting left behind because your person chose somebody else. Hey, fuck it. If they let somebody else take them from you, let them have them. You'll heal, grow, transform next 3 years, right? You'll go through so much over the next 3 years. And you'll grow. You'll transform. A new soulmate will come in. Or if you're anything like me, you'll be like, I'm done with the karmic lessons. I'm good. Right? You know when you cross paths with your life partner. One of them anyway. You have the choice to stay in that dynamic or move forward. And again, this keeps getting drawn into love. Because collectively, everybody's focused on love. This could be work. This could be education. This could be a place of residence. Maybe you own a house and you want to sell it, or you don't want to sell it, or you want to get rid of your neighbors, or you, whatever. It could be a court case where you fucked up. You know you fucked up. You could either throw in the towel and own your shit and settle, or you can let this shit ride the fuck out and get ugly. Either way... Nobody's staying bound to anything. There's definitely forward movement. People are really putting in the work with this energy. They're not going to stay stagnant. The universe is not letting you stay stagnant. Look at this divine masculine's energy on this deck. Do you see all that sexuality in there? He's in his feels. That emperor is in his feels. And he's staring at his counterpart because he's not trying to lose his person. You see how pissed he is in the background? Like, dude, you think you're doing that? I'll kill you. You see him pointing to his chest where his woman is in his chest all bound up. He's like, I'm not losing that. That's my person. Legit. Look, you see the hair? Some of you, your person did craft on you so you couldn't walk away. You see that? See the hair? She's so in love with him. But his ego is so fucked up that he thinks he needs to manipulate her to keep her. And that's the same energy that brought him in between them because of his ego. You see that? Here he comes running. You can't take her. She's mine. You want her? Be the boss that she sees you to be. Handle your business. That's it. There's no more room for this shit. Literally. Sitting here like, who, me? Are you fucking kidding? With the way you've been acting, I had no idea. Yeah. People are no longer putting up with bullshit. They're going where they want to be. They're going home. They're choosing the person who makes them feel.